You're listening to Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg. And because it's that time of the week, it's Root Cellar Sue time.
Sue Balcom joins us from her farm outside of Mandan, the Root Cellar's farm. Sue, thanks as always.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's such a pleasure to be able to talk to you guys on a weekly basis about these things that I love so much, like food.
Like food and food trends. So we are still early in the new year, and it is time to think about what's hot, what's not in food.
It's going to be an interesting year, and I'd like to visit some of those in detail as the weeks wear on. But the first one that caught my eye was olive oil is out and other oils are in.
Olive
Can
oil's
you
been
believe
the king
that?
For,
I know. It's like an
time.
Oil change.
But
that isn't even original, but I thought it was cute. Well, and you know, it's taken me a long time to actually find, through research and trial and error, find the best quality and healthiest olive oil. And now they're saying that people are going to quit using it. So I'm like, bummer.
So is it because we've just, you know, overdone it and we can't keep up this much olive production? Or is it just we've figured out how to get oil from, I don't know, turnips?
I think that it's because people are expanding their palates, because I love walnut oil, sesame oil, grapeseed oil, and there's a different oil for every use. You know, that's the beauty of it all, is that if you're like exploring your cooking here or enhancing your skills, be sure to go out and try some of these other oils.
The week after,
they're just amazing.
The week after Christmas every year, I do allow myself like 10-minute splurge at the TJ Maxx, like, weird food aisle.
I was going to mention TJ Maxx, but that's my secret. Now
it's out there. Yeah, we're not alone. We're not alone among TJ Maxxinistas.
You can get great oils and spices there.
Yeah, I just bought 3 different kinds of truffle oil, and I tell you what, I can never go back on popcorn now without truffle oil.
I'm going to have to try that.
It's amazing.
Well, that gets us to the issue here because, you know, most of the time when I cook with oil, I'm looking for something that doesn't impart a flavor, you know, because I'm frying it or doing something like that. But you're talking about oils that actually bring flavor to the food. Truffle oil or pumpkin seed or sesame or, you know, those kinds of things make a difference.
Or avocado oil. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're looking for something that is not going to give your food any additional flavor, you want to do grapeseed oil. That seems to be a real neutral oil, even more neutral than a regular vegetable oil. And it's lighter. But one of the other things too, besides the flavor, is the flash point or the, you know,
the
some
point,
of them.
Right? Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of like when they, and smoke point would probably be easier over the radio to explain, because that's, you know, when your oil gets hot and it starts smoking, there's different degrees. And so if you're deep fat frying something, you're going to want something that has a higher heating smoke point than if you're just going to pour it over a salad. Right. And you know, they sell those big, huge jugs of oil for frying turkeys. And I'm just looking at that like, holy moly, you're wasting all that oil on a one-shot deal here. It's just so.
If you've got a diesel pickup, then you can probably use what's left over. You can just process it into that biodiesel thing. Yeah.
My brother does that. Like, he goes around to the restaurants in Jamestown and collects their used oil and makes his own fuel for his truck. Is I'm like, what? I'd never heard of that before. So if you're cooking something oriental, you maybe want to use a sesame oil, because they use sesame to flavor a lot of things.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, I do too. In fact, I use it for when I make those crackers that you soak in oil and hot pepper flakes, and then that gives it a totally different flavor than if you're just using a regular canola oil. Walnut oil has an amazing flavor. Peanut oil has a really high smoke point. And so if you're doing stir fries, like a lot of my stir fries, I actually use peanut oil and or peanut butter when I flavor my sauce. I just love that about Chinese food.
Is there any kind of rule of thumb for like knowing if it's going to have a low smoke point or a high smoke point, or do you kind of just need to memorize that?
I think you, what I do is I would Google it to yeah. be okay. sure.
Sure.
I mean, that's your safest
bet.
There's to see what, right. Isn't that something? You don't have to remember anything.
Well, I thought it might
anymore.
Be something like if it comes from this part of the world, it's a lower smoke point, or like
oh,
if it's
that would
from
be
a
too
small
easy.
Thing. But, well, I mean, and I don't I know where it, all these things grow anyway, but.
I do know that peanut oil is usually recommended for deep fat frying because it's got a high
yes.
smoke point.
Yes, yes. And coconut oil, of course, you have to be careful when you buy your coconut oil because there's a sweet kind and then there's the other kind, you know. And I remember my husband I used the sweet stuff for soap, for making soap, and him using that for popcorn one time, and it was just awful. it was, so you have to like smell it or make sure that it says use for cooking, no odor. Otherwise, you're going to get that. Well, you know, coconut is, I love coconut.
Oh, me too.
And it's nice and sweet. And I love fresh coconut. Like, oh, it's just so hard to get it out of the shell. But
that gets us to another point here, too, about oil, and that is storing it, because sometimes it can get rancid.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So you never want to buy one of those 2 or 3 gallon turkey frying things of oil, because you're never going to use it up before it gets icky. And some of them get icky faster than others. So you have to store them in a cool, dark area, like you do most of your spices and things, and away from heat. You don't want to store your oils above your range or next to your range. You want to kind of get that stuff away from there, because heat, sun, light, all those kinds of things will affect the flavor of your oil. And if you open it up and taste it and it tastes rancid, just throw it out. There's no saving it. You know, once it's done, it's done.
Right. And then you're like, oh, I just spent $18 on this oil. And
that's why it comes in small bottles.
Yeah,
so then
it's
that
true.
Way you can use it up.
Does it make any difference what it is stored in? Because, you know, sometimes you see it come in plastic. Sometimes you see it come in glass. Sometimes you see those metal tins. Will that impact the storage or the flavor?
I think it does. And my beef is with plastic. There's something about plastic and I that we just don't like each other very much. You know, if you've ever stuck something in the microwave and it just disintegrates from it being plastic, it's just, yeah, I try not to do stuff like that. Definitely don't want to heat oil up in the microwave in something plastic for sure. Well, actually, you don't want to heat anything in plastic, but never mind about that. we'll talk about that some other time. But definitely plastic is porous in some respects compared to glass or metal. You know, and a long time ago, everything came in metal or glass. And so I do try very hard around the house. I use mason jars with caps on and things like that to store stuff that, you know, rather than use up more plastic, which it's unavoidable. I get that. It's unavoidable, but it really isn't my favorite thing. And you should never pour a good liquor in a plastic glass. That's been my motto for years.
Okay, I'm going to remember that one. Now, we started talking about olive oil being kind of out. And, of course, olive oil has these different grades. And there's been some controversy in recent years about whether extra virgin olive oil is the real deal some of the time. But nevertheless, supposedly the higher grade of the olive oil, the more likely you are to use it, not necessarily to cook with, but to finish with.
Right. And one of the things I've always read Cook's Illustrated, which is just an amazing magazine because they do scientific experiments around food. And from that magazine, I've gleaned that the California brand of olive oil in the square green glass bottle is actually a pretty good oil to buy, and it's available around here. Sometimes I wish I could go to Europe just so I could shop once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite salads in the whole world is simply a crushed clove or two of garlic that is salted. You put salt on your garlic cloves and you mash them into a paste. And you can mix in a little dry mustard if you like, or a little hot pepper. Mix that with olive oil, you know, blend it up, whisk it up really well, and then pour that over your greens. You know, like light, it's a light dressing for light greens from your garden. And then right before you're ready to serve, you sprinkle balsamic vinegar over the top of it. And I've never met anybody that doesn't absolutely love that. And the key is the good olive oil that doesn't coat your mouth with icky film,
right?
You know? Yeah. There's some bad ones out there. And those, when I get a bad olive oil, I save it for making soap. I never throw anything away.
All right. So that rancid oil can clean your hands eventually.
Right on.
All right. We check in with Sue Belcom every week to talk about Main Street Eats. It's always a pleasure, Sue.
Thank you for having me.